This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver International Airport is taking advantage of low passenger traffic to make upgrades and build 39 gates. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The Denver City Council cleared the runway Monday night when it okayed $560 million additional dollars for the expansion, which broke ground in 2018. The gates will extend all three terminals and include new lounges, dining, shopping, nursing rooms, restrooms, and outdoor patios. To take advantage of a drop in travelers, DIA stuffed airport-wide upgrades like moving walkways into the contracts, even though they were originally planned for later. Some gates will be finished by the end of the year, and the rest will be completed in late 2021 or early 2022. David Sachs, Denverite.
The Russell Stover plant and retail shop in Montrose is closing in August, 7 months ahead of schedule due to COVID-19. Spokesman Jim Kissinger says the roughly 200 workers were offered jobs at factories in Texas and Oklahoma.
We have plenty of opportunities and would love to have them transfer, and we'll help them do that. If they choose not to relocate because of family or other personal circumstances, we'll continue to help them find jobs in the state of Colorado.
Kissinger says the candy maker is working with state officials to help identify those jobs. Russell Stover's in Montrose is one of the county's major employers. It's 85, mostly cloudy in Denver, 90 and sunny in Pueblo, 87, mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.